This episode is brought to you by Oddmos Pizza in Canby. Handmade awesome pizza plus craft beer, wine, and cider delivered. Order today at 503-263-8444 or visit them online at oddmos.com.
This episode is also brought to you by Canby Foursquare Church. Since 1978, a place to grow, connect, and serve. Sunday services on campus and online at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Learn more at canbyfoursquare.com. Welcome to Now Hear This, Canby,
your source for news.
The threat of a possible teacher strike was avoided this week.
There's a new irresistibly cute creature winning over fans, and its name is Scootaloo.
Sports?
It's like Lucy in the football. You want to kick a field goal, but they take it away from you.
We had to learn how to win.
Goal can't be in the last second of the game!
And interesting conversations.
Because I'm one of the strongest girls ever, and I know that for a fact.
I just really enjoy writing gossip as if I was a bear.
With an old maid daughter that make the best moonshine in the coast.
If it would have hit me in the face, I think I would have died. I really do.
I guarantee you would have died, man. Are you kidding me?
Welcome to Now Hear This, Canby Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Braxton Laquarius, and this is what's happening this week in everybody's community, everywhere. The Oregon Department of Transportation unveiled its long-awaited revised plans for its revamp of Canby's stretch of Highway 99E in the wake of a pipe breakage last month that sparked major delay. In a bold embrace of the community's pioneer past, Highway 99E will be allowed to revert back to its original condition as a one-lane dirt road, the department announced in a press release. Oregonians today have lost that pioneer spirit that made our state such a wonderful place, ODOT Director Frank Ferdinand said. Everything's rush, 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 go, 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 a mile an hour. And they forgot that good old folks like Philander Lee and Joseph Knight didn't need any fancy four-lane paved roads or traffic signals to make their way right here to Canby, Oregon. All they needed was a good wagon, 2 years, their entire life savings, and the luck of not being the 1 in 10 on the Oregon Trail who died of a preventable disease because of a lack of sanitation. We at ODOT feel Oregon could use a little bit more of that thinking today. Ferdinand said ODOT is mulling ways to bring a similar touch to its widely popular plans to toll Interstate I-5 and I-205, including following the footsteps of legendary pioneer Samuel Barlow and his Barlow Pass tollgate near Oregon City. Each tollgate will be staffed by one crotchety old man who just finished walking over 2,000 miles. If you can't pay, you get trampled by a team of oxen, Ferdinand explained. People are gonna love it. Locally, the response to the new proposal has been mixed. At a public hearing last week at Cutsforth's Old Town Hall, several hundred residents, business owners, commuters, and other stakeholders politely expressed concerns that a busy four-lane state highway to a single lane might be disastrous for the community's economy and quality of life. Ferdinand, who ran the meeting while listening to a true crime podcast in his ear pods, promised attendees that their voices were being heard and would be carefully taken into account before the decision was already made. Would be made. Not everyone was against the plan, however, like Spurl Griffin, who attended the hearing and was found comparing the large-scale before and after renderings of ODOT had provided. Honestly, I don't see the difference, Griffin said after some time. Are you absolutely sure these aren't the same pictures? The City Council on Wednesday approved a request by local community members to remove more than 20,000 books from the collection of Canby Public Library. The move will essentially empty the library's shelves with the exception of a compact disc of Now That's What I Call Music Volume 8 and an undubbed VHS of a 1991 episode of Dragon Ball Z and a battered, barely legal copy of a chick track called Fluoride Water Made My Daughter Gay. Counselors who supported the measure signaled agreement with a group of more than two local parents who argued reading at any level could be a gateway drug to eventually consuming objectionable material. We started this effort by developing a list of 40 books, the library's collection that contained highly objectionable content, said Karen Cassidy, a mother of four homeschooled children and coordinator of the nonprofit advocacy group Censor? I hardly know her. The public library is no place for sex and violence. That's what television is for. But Cassidy said the more she and her group researched, the more they realized that the only way to protect the children from the bad books was to get rid of all the books. Reading is like any addiction, she told the city council. You have to start somewhere. One day you're enjoying a delightful children's book of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, and the next you're consuming 50 Shades of Grey and Blood Meridian. This is exactly why I don't let my kids have Necco wafers, because I don't want them to end up as meth addicts. Several counselors said they found the argument persuasive enough to mothball the Camby Public Library's collection of materials compiled over nearly a century of serving the community, representing a public investment of more than $10 million. To me, it comes down to parents' rights, Council President Lindsay McKelps explained. Parents' rights are absolutely sacred, and as a parent, Ms. Cassidy has the right to determine what reading materials should be available for, you know, literally everybody. It's only fair. I'm not a fan of banning books, Counselor Paul Gurley said, but art is, by its very nature, up for interpretation, and if some of our community members interpret all the books to be evil and bad, that's just not something I can argue with. The motion to remove every book from the library passed 3-2. Over the objections of Camby City Attorney Beck Bennett, who attempted to explain how the move would be a violation of the First Amendment rights of every library user besides Karen Cassidy, to which McKelps responded by covering her ears and screaming, "Na na 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 boo boo, I can't hear you!" In response to alarmingly high incidence rates of asthma and other breathing disorders among district children, youth, and families, the Camby School Board this week announced it would be adding a certified respiratory therapy, or CRT, program to all elementary, middle school, and high schools. Look, it's no secret that this is one of the most divisive times in our nation's history, and this rancor has certainly been felt at school board meetings and local politics, Board Chair Janine Restrepo explained. With all that's going on, we felt it was really important to come together and push forward something that we can all agree on: mandatory CRT in all schools. The push for CRT came initially from teachers who have seen the impact poor oxygen levels have had on a student's learning capabilities, Restrepo said. It's gotten to the point where things like sleep apnea are affecting our students, and we have kids falling asleep in class, she said. Teachers can't properly educate our students if they're not woke, you know? And that's why we really need CRT in schools. But local parents have also embraced the program. I can't wait for CRT to come to my son's elementary school, said Mary Brackenberger, mother of a kindergartner at 91 School in Hubbard. It will bring a breath of fresh air to our students. Literally, many of the principles of CRT have been decades or longer, Oregon Health and Science University pulmonologist Alan Freeman said, but the program has coalesced and gained in prominence in recent years due to what he categorized as social changes. You know, it starts with the parents, as most things usually do, said Freeman, and many of them learned good breathing techniques in their youth, but they've forgotten and adapted bad habits, which they're passing on to their children. As a society, we can't move forward if we don't remember those lessons from the past, and that's what CRT is all about. In unrelated news, the Newburgh School Board also recently announced it had passed a ban on all respiratory interventions and will require all students and staff of legal age to take up smoking. For years, debate has raged in Cambie over plans to install a quiet zone at three downtown intersections. It's well known that, much like the lionesses on the African savannah, trains are live, stealthy machines whose movements are silent and virtually imperceptible to all but the most trained eyes and ears. So, to protect the public, wise Federal Transportation Administration officials decided decades ago to begin requiring train conductors to announce their presence by blowing their horns indiscriminately at every road intersection in the damn country. This is just like the famous story of the boy who cried wolf, transportation administrators explained at the time. Whenever you loudly warn people about danger for no reason all the time, they'll always take it seriously and everything turns out great. It seemed to be a foolproof plan, but some years ago, meddling town officials and local business owners who were, for some reason, annoyed by trains blowing their whistles for literally nothing at all hours of the day and night, decided to see if there was some way to make them, you know, not do that. According to the town gossip, crooked railroad officials, transportation czars, and city councilors met in a smoky back room one night to cut a sinister deal. Union Pacific would agree to cut out the racket. In exchange, the city would install new and vastly upgraded safety systems at each intersection, which would render the discriminate honking unnecessary. Horrified by this blatant scheme to murder the townspeople, good Cambiites revolted, decreeing the quiet zone plans in cogent, well-researched posts in social media groups months after the decisions had been made and finalized. Somehow, this failed to derail the project. However, eager to find their way to a win-win solution for the community of Cambie, railroad officials, who are known for their attentiveness, transparency, and thoughtful, compassionate consideration of any and all concerns arising from the people and stakeholders who live and work alongside their lines, made an announcement this week. For those still upset about the new quiet zone intersections in downtown Cambie, we have a free solution. Horny all the time. Union Pacific spokesman Kent Wakefield said on a phone interview, "This new app, available for iPhone and Android, will randomly sound a 140 decibel train horn more than 100 times a day. For best results, pair your Bluetooth headset." Union Pacific accepts no responsibility for dropped dishes or glasses or relationships destroyed by the use of the app, Wakefield said. "For those who long for a simpler time, don't get mad," said Wakefield, doing his best impression of an informal pitchman. "Get horny all the time today. And for older customers, try Horny All the Time Silver, which pairs with most digital hearing aids on the market." For more information, visit Union Pacific website. Now Hear This, Cambie does not recommend listeners Google the phrase horny all the time. Cambie's Cutsforth Market made national headlines this week when it was revealed that its locally famous Elsie's potato salad, long believed to have been originated by store co-founder Elsie Cutsforth, was actually developed by freshman Republican Congressman George Santos of Long Island, New York. Santos made the surprise announcement in a press conference Friday morning, explaining that his unique ethnocultural background from Brazil and Jewish had combined to create the perfect mixing pot for the foundational cornerstone of Americana cuisine, potato salad. Santos said that he met the Cutsforths when they visited New York City for an International Grocers Association conference in 1994. Santos, who was six at the time, traded his potato salad recipe for an Abba Zaba bar and a half-pound bag of JoJo's. I have the recipe right here, Santos told the crowded room of stunned reporters, waving a folded sheet of paper. I could show it to you, but I'm not gonna, because then it wouldn't be a secret. I also gave them the idea to start making donuts, by the way. Santos said that Glenn and Elsie Cutsforth had quadruple atomic ultra pinky swear promised that they would only use the recipe for private events and not attempt to profit off of it. And indeed, researched by the NHT Canby podcast team has confirmed that Elsie Cutsforth began by making her famous potato salad for the Maxburg and Canby Rod and Gun Club mixers back in the 1960s, several decades before Santos was born. Alas, Canby's beloved matriarch eventually lost her way, adding Elsie's own potato salad to the Cutsforth Market deli menu in the early 1990s, where it quickly became her most famous dish. Santos said he only recently became aware of the double cross, having been busy inventing the cure for polio, breaking the Major League Baseball records for most home runs and stolen bases in the same season, and becoming the first congressional representative to EGOT, win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award. He had considered legal action, he admitted, but dropped his claim when the Cutsforth family agreed to change the name of their signature dish to Georgie's Own Potato Salad and replace Elsie's face with a portrait of Santos. I'm still a little shell-shocked about the whole thing, store owner Frank Cutsforth confessed. I always thought that was my mom's recipe, but who am I to argue with the guy who undid the Thanos snap at the end of Avengers Endgame? Natural gas, water lines out to the garage, extra bookshelves from my comic book collection.
Hey Tyler, house hunting, huh? Find one with everything you're looking for?
I might have. This one has an ideal floor plan and all the utilities set up the way I want. It's perfect.
Well, that's great. And the place has the internet service you need as well?
The internet? I guess I didn't think to check that.
Tyler. Internet is an important utility just like electricity and water. Before you decide on a home, it's always a good idea to make sure it has access to quality, high-speed internet.
Okay, but how do I do that? I don't have the time to call around to different providers and see what they offer.
Hey, ain't nobody got time for that. All you need is the new Fiber Homes extension for Zillow. It's a simple plugin for your internet browser that automatically tells you if any real estate listing has a fiber connection and who the provider is. That way, you know even before you schedule a walkthrough if the property supports super fast and reliable speeds.
Okay, well that's pretty cool. So how do I get this browser extension thingy?
Just visit directlink.coop/fiberhomes. They have instructions for how to set it up. And the best part? Any home in the Canby and Mount Angel areas with a fiber connection is going to be served by DirectLink. So not only do you have access to reliably fast gigabit speeds and amazing local service, but also unlimited data, no hidden fees, and advanced Wi-Fi equipment included with every package.
Okay. Look, this one does have fiber.
Sweet. Hey, I'll be invited to the housewarming party, right?
As long as you bring a computer.
If you or someone you know is searching for a new home in the area, visit directlink.coop/fiberhomes to find results that have access to DirectLink's fast, reliable, and secure fiber optic network. All right. On the Canby conversation today, we're so excited to be talking with a couple of our candidates for school board in the upcoming May special district election. We have Carl Stefanovich. Hi, Carl.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, is
absolutely.
This on?
Glad
this
to have you on. And Donald J. Dumpling. Hi, Donald.
Call me Don. Call me Donald or call me DJ.
Yeah, there it is.
In high school, they called me DJ.
You're sounding great. All right, DJ. Just try not to break that, if you would. Why don't you guys just start by telling me a little bit about why you're interested in running? Why'd you get into the race?
And back when I was here in high school, it was a good place, safe, nice, you know, lots of men's sports and good stuff like that. And I wanted, Well, my kids, kids didn't graduate. Like that, so, but I want somebody else's kids to have an experience like I had, like out of the 50s. Life, right? The rawr, yeah.
Yeah, cougar for life, right? Nice, nice. All right, what about you, Kyle?
Yes, similar situation. Yeah. I also went to school here. I was homeschooled, but I feel like I went to Camby's schools.
You were homeschooled in Camby.
I was homeschooled in Camby. I did not graduate.
You got kicked out for inappropriate behavior with the teacher.
You got kicked out of homeschool?
I get for inappropriate behavior with the teacher. Yeah.
Oh, it's my true. Goodness.
But I like DJ said, like DJ said, back
in the trains,
at that time,
we
the
had trains that made noise
every day.
Yeah.
We didn't have to worry. We had trains. The trains sound, the horns were 24/7, and you never worried about what your kid was doing or looking at,
right?
Because you could look out the window of a bar and you'd see them right there. You knew what was happening, and that's what we want to bring back.
You couldn't hear them because of the trains, but you had the visual.
You just sensed that they were okay because the town was the town that you love.
So both of you kind of talk about things you're seeing now, I guess, that you don't like. Can you talk more about that, or how you feel things have changed, I guess, with regard to our schools?
Yeah, that's what really brought us together, and we're running together as a team.
Yes.
And so, but that's...
You screwed them up.
Well, we can talk about that later. We were talking outside about the signs. We did get some... We got some donations for signs, and we're... On the design, like my...
The
first letter of my last name is lowercase, but the last letter is uppercase.
Oh, okay.
So it looks
fine.
We're just gonna go with it.
Signs are expensive.
But they are. Yeah. We can't send them back now.
Where were we?
Yeah. What are they gonna use them for?
Unusual
name.
To answer your question, we were
the
talking
schools. So you guys have just
what we don't
have
like
concerns.
How things have changed, making it. You know, when we were going to school back
silly
in the
charts,
day,
arches.
We didn't have
that.
Arches.
You know, buy me, yeah. buy
like
me
going over
baseball.
The city, arches. We didn't have, you know, quiet zones.
Yeah.
Oh, be quiet.
That's what it is.
Am I hurting your ears?
Yeah.
Woke. Yeah, we don't know.
I don't think either of those were school district
for?
Things. I think those were city. Are you guys sure you
what
wanted to run for school board?
Stanley,
no,
what did
the
I
point
write?
Is,
it's all reflective.
The point is,
yes,
right. These things hurt our children.
Okay. Sure.
These things hurt quiet zones, safety enhancements to the trains. These affect our kids' learning environment, and we thought the best way to help our children and save them from the woke mob, as DJ mentioned, and everything else that Camby is just full of now would be to run for school board. I'm running for position 7.
I don't think
and DJ
nine.
Is running for position 9.
But it's more than that. It's more than that.
A school board is bigger than we thought.
It's that Portland creep that's creeped into our schools.
That's a big part of it.
You know, they've got books in those schools.
Mm.
Those books have words in them.
Mm-hmm.
Books
are really the problem.
Yeah.
You know, there was only one book we ever needed.
That's on my car.
When I was growing up in my house.
No, there was only one book we ever needed. ABCs and 1, 2, 3. When I was growing up in my house.
I was talking
about
the
Bible. It was ABCs and 1, 2, 3.
Like Song of Solomon.
Her
bosom's heaving.
The only book that I had growing up, it was...
I didn't... When did they come out with a Bible
It was
Bible
Sesame
book?
Street.
Mm-hmm.
ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. That was the only book that... was there. I was being homeschooled. That was the only book we had.
I like that, though, because it's fundamental.
Fancy. Right.
You know,
with all these
what more do you really need?
We don't
need
a fine arts building?
Well,
fine arts? This is a country town. This is a town where tractors drive up and down Main Street. We don't need to waste our money with fine arts. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I got to the... I wanted to... You know, the book... I got to the letter B, and it had Bert and Ernie.
I wanted to say...
They burned the book.
The thing I like about DJ's point about the Bible is you don't even have to read it. I just like having it close by. You know, and that just makes me feel good. Yeah.
Especially
the more Bibles you have,
they're so cool. And I just kind of weigh this around, thinking, I'm going to end up better than you.
Dump them.
Yeah.
Don't even have to read it. One thing that I've also seen, because you mentioned you guys are running together, got your website up, got your Facebook page going, and have been sharing some materials and things. Oh,
yes.
That's good. That's big with the youth.
My nephew did that.
You mentioned just concerns you have about the performance of the district as well, that you
it's
really feel
worse.
In the past.
It's gotten worse.
You know,
in the last 3 years,
not having
in
the
last
results
3 years,
that we used to have.
Gone terrible.
It's terrible.
Our scores are terrible. We've got bad books in the libraries.
Oh, everything's gone downhill.
3 or 4 years ago.
Starting really about... Four years ago. I mean, things just really started to take a nosedive.
Yeah.
We, before that, from what I hear and understand, which is very little, but like, we were...
Oh, we were
DJ
champions.
Oh, we were like above the state average.
Uh-huh.
We were above state average in graduation rates and the test scores. And yes. Yes,
we were swimming.
And you know, the Gators at the swim club were doing great.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it's just like
it's leadership.
It's
you
like,
keep see, you're part of this left wing media
conspiracy. Think
some of
that could be the pandemic?
Everything's a school district.
Yeah, okay,
that's
fair.
Everything
that's fair.
Is part of the school district.
Everything's
a school
district. That's fair.
Everything
Thank
is
you.
The school
Your
district.
Apologies.
I'm sorry for trying to bring facts
Thank
into
you.
This. I
Thank
apologize.
You. No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Everything was, and then a few years ago, everything started. And now we're in the situation we're in where everything
dumber.
Is going down the tubes. Yeah, the kids are, they've taken
that
away
was wrong.
The mask mandate. Mm-hmm. We didn't want them to wear masks, but now that the governor says they don't
mask.
Have to wear them,
I want to show
what
them,
if we want the freedom to wear them?
Right.
We don't say Pledge of Allegiance enough.
Yeah.
No, it's gone down.
Transparency.
And don't even get DJ started on transparency.
Don't.
Transparency. You know what? We need to be transparent.
I just wanted to say something to the mass. So I agree.
Yeah,
don't tell
exactly
me not to,
think.
Don't have to if I want to not
exactly.
wear a mask. Don't do that to me. Don't
exactly.
you dare
As a matter of fact,
tell me. Don't you dare
one.
Tell
we
me I don't have to wear a mask.
Brochure.
Donald, write that
I'll
down
this,
because
yes.
we could put that
yeah.
on a bumper sticker.
That could be the URL.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's,
transparency.
You can't tell. What was it again? Write this down. You can't tell me not to.
Don't have to.
Transparency. See, this is what everything needs to come down to. Is we need transparency.
Perfect.
We need to know what the teachers are teaching. We need to know what the books are. We need to meet with the teachers whenever we want. And
yes,
this is a brilliant proposal because the schools are.
So we have a proposal
in the middle of a remodeling. Is that we put. And put clear plastic. We got a bunch of plastic left over from the COVID imaginary Chinese monkeypox.
That'll be transparent. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I wonder if that might be distracting.
Why would teachers need to wear transparent clothing? Now that's the transfer. Two reasons. One, to make sure they don't have any grooming pornography on their person.
Yeah.
And two, to ensure that they are carrying a weapon.
Tyler, did you know that the Australian lyrebird can mimic any sound that it hears? even chainsaws?
No, that's super interesting.
Did you know that a baby puffin is called a puffling? Or no. That baby sea otters can't swim, so their moms wrap them up in pieces of kelp until they learn how to paddle.
Wait. Do you know any trivia that isn't, like, animal-related?
Not really, but here's some stuff you may not know about the Wild Hare Saloon, where Camby goes to eat and have fun.
Okay.
The Wild Hare is one of Camby's longest-running, locally-owned restaurants. Owners Joan and Darren Moden have been in business for 16 years.
That's cool.
Yep. Heck, you were just a baby back then. And they love to give back. They've been members of the Camby Chamber for that long, and they donate over $20,000 to local sports, FFA programs, and civic organizations each year.
Wow, I'm legitimately, like, caught off. That's cool.
Yeah. They also support more than 30 jobs in the community through their award-winning staff, some of them as young as 18. Hey, that's older than you are.
Dude, I'm 10 months younger than you.
With the days getting longer and the weather getting warmer, the Camby Wild Hare's expansive outdoor patio is the place to be. Furry friends, welcome.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to go check them out just off of Highway 99E next to the Space Age in Camby at 1656 Beaver Creek Road in Oregon City or on their website at thewildhairsaloon.net.
I wonder if some parents might have concerns about that.
This isn't about the parents.
We know better than the parents.
Okay.
I have 18 kids.
Yeah.
I have 18 kids by 19 different women. And they're all homeschooled, also as I was. But I know kids.
Yeah.
I know kids. You know
parents
this about me.
You know,
and I don't trust them at all.
Of parents.
You've seen the children of these parents.
100%.
Yeah.
And if you want someone,
you've seen the children of these parents.
The people of the school district, Camby, which is everything, as we've established.
Yep.
They want someone to parent their kids for them.
Yep. Yep.
And
we can return this country to what
Don and I are the ones to do that.
Okay.
We can return this country to what it once was.
Yeah. Because Camby School District will affect the whole country as well, as we've talked about. Transparency, issues with the. I should point out as well, you guys don't just have complaints.
Yeah.
You've mentioned you have plans for addressing.
Transparency.
Yeah, and the,
no, we
the
don't have
performance
that. We
as
just,
well, plans
we just,
for,
we just,
for
we
improving
just see
the
results
scores.
And complaints.
Your website said you did.
We're,
we just want to see results
yes.
and complaints.
Okay.
Right. We want
to know how bad things are.
Yeah. Results.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Fair.
Well, they pay too much. They get,
and if
so
we aren't getting results, it's the teacher's fault.
You know, I'd like
fault.
Summer off.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like
terrible. I didn't get summers off.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm currently unemployed, but if
but
I
I'm
was
an American,
employed,
so
I would want summers off.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But I'm an American, so I don't.
So you guys have a lot of things, obviously, if you were elected that you
yes.
plan on working on. One thing that's really interesting about this race, that I guess I haven't seen before is that in addition to all your complaints, you guys actually are on the school board now.
Is that what
we do
every month?
Technically, yes.
So you've been on the Camby school board for how long?
About 4 years.
Okay.
And but we that's in our capacity as school board members.
Yeah, we
are appearing here in our capacity only
we
as
complain
candidates.
About how things are being run.
Yeah.
Okay.
How
does that
and
how does that work?
In our capacity as private citizens,
this
DJ can play a mean pan flute. What is this?
This is an Ecuadorian mouth flute.
That's
beautiful.
The campaign
that
song.
That sounds just like a recorder. Is that Stairway to Heaven?
That's our campaign song.
Oh, okay.
He wrote it.
Beautiful. I don't
he
think
wrote
that's
it.
True.
So you asked how that works.
How does that work?
It
so
works.
You
it's
have
in the Constitution.
Can
you
be school
can
be
all
you can be.
You can be
Citizens
or
okay.
It's called the Bill of Rights. Maybe you should look it up.
I feel like it's maybe confusing to some voters, where you are being so very critical of an organization that some would say you are also leading. And could maybe already do some of the things that you
say need to be done. We don't really know what to do, but I can tell you what's wrong.
I
know what's wrong.
That's a great point.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess to that point, how is that helpful?
Well, it gets people engaged. It gets them upset.
Have a chance. I guess that's maybe a question
of
voter
agitation.
It gets them upset.
Sure.
That's right.
That's helpful.
Yeah, the more
and that increases donations to our campaign.
Okay.
So that, which is also very helpful.
Helpful to you.
Did I mention I have 18 kids? It's extremely helpful.
One of them didn't.
So
did you? Did we don't you talk about 19 her? Different women.
We don't. Yeah.
Okay.
The jury's out on that one.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
But. I think the important thing is
she has a kid. You're not sure you have a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Donald, DJ and I, we've been talking the talk, walking the walk.
Yeah.
The fact that things have gone downhill in our estimation is
this has been going on for a long, long time before we got on and made it worse.
Foot forward. Yeah.
Sure.
It wasn't us. Now, we have, do we have the majority of the board? And there's only one woke idiot on there? Yes. Like, do we control everything and every vote goes our way? Absolutely.
No. Well, absolutely I guess
is it our responsibility that things have gone in the dumper? I say no.
Yeah. Yeah. So. So I guess in your role for the past 4 years as school board members, I assume you've been very vocal about, addressing the things that you have concerns about, trying to fix the curriculum and things that you have concerns, but you've been bringing a lot of proposals and really working to build.
I cannot tell you the number of hours I've spent, and I know you too, Don, on Camby Now, and as well as I've been emailing Tucker Carlson directly every hour of every day. I have yet to hear a response. I know he's busy, but I've spent so much energy emailing him, trying to get on his show.
Okay.
Hasn't gone anywhere yet, but that's, I mean, think about how many hours I spent doing that.
I did get a check from the volunteer position. So
right.
Sure why.
Right.
I did get a check from the
firefighters. What about, actually presenting some of these plans that you, I guess, mentioned that you don't have, but sort of trying to build consensus and trying to actually do the work of a school board member. Have you been doing that?
First of all, consensus is for, I can't even say it. Yes. And so we don't need any of that talk in here. But, I think the important thing is to get as little diversity of thought on the board as possible.
Okay.
And just be like-minded in everything. Get all of our information from one source.
Sure.
Which is the OFF.
You know, to get everybody thinking together.
Like that. I like that a lot.
You know, and get away from this diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff. You know, that's the way
God,
you
don't even get me started on that.
Oh, boy.
You get all these people with different thoughts. And
thought consensus was bad.
DEI, more like DIE, like it needs to die. Get it?
Yeah. There you go. Flip that around.
Right off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So.
No, look. I got to say, we got a lot of our ideas from Florida.
Sure.
And I feel like Camby is primed to become the Florida of the Willamette Valley. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's ready to go. We got You know, yeah, we got the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
A few more lots illegal of water. Imports.
We've got the water.
Yeah.
We've got
turned some of these freshwater things into swamps. Fentanyl. Oh, all over the place.
Yeah. We've got the fentanyl.
And our literacy rate. Our literacy rate is
we're
falling.
Primed and ready to go.
Nice.
We literacy just need. Yeah, we just need a leader like DeSantis to bring us across the finish line. And that is, when you vote for me, you vote for Don, you vote for Don, you vote for Carl. Carl and Don, we're like, you're the D and I'm the Santis. We're like this. My fingers are crossed for those at home. But not like I'm lying. It's like the fingers crossed like when you're really close to someone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like this.
Yes.
Well, this has been really something.
I appreciate
you guys taking time
liberal,
out to explain
whiny, little
your very confusing campaign to me.
Guy. And taking time
been,
out of
I,
your day
I do
from
a lot.
Kissing.
I
we
like
had
Tifa,
a lot of. Yes. We had a lot of apprehension about coming on the fake news media, but it turns out this is Camby's only media, so we really
didn't
have any place else to go.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Carl Stefanovic. Vote for Don Dumpling, Carl Stefanovic. Together, we will make Camby Florida again.
And then the website, do you want to give that URL again? What was it?
Don't make me do what I wasn't going to do unless I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Not have to want to.
Hashtag freedom.
Yeah,
okay,
make America.
So check that out to learn more about this campaign. Thank
that's
you.
Right.
Guys. Yeah.
It's good. All for the children. Yes.
Good luck. Good
it's
luck.
All for the children.
Good luck in May, you guys. Really,
we love the children.
Good luck with your reelection.
Hey, I'm AJ. I'm your local Oddmos franchise owner.
I'm Mike, co-founder of Oddmos.
And we're the hosts of The Odd Pod, a podcast about
life in the pizza industry. We're going to have on some franchisees. We're going to have some different vendors on. We're going to get a snapshot of what goes on behind the scenes in the pizza world.
Don't forget to tell them about the sports.
They're sports.
And the crazy, wacky pizza that we have every Wednesday that we create. And we also have a special guest every week as well.
And I'm Gage, Odd Pod senior sports analyst.
Gage, who gave you that title?
Me.
Oh, boy. Find us on Spotify and Apple Music and the Podbean.
Now Hear This Camby is produced by me, Tyler Clausen. Our content director and star reporter is Tyler Frankie. And of course, our show is edited by Cameron Clausen. We also feature the vocal talents of Joy Struby and James Walden. So a round of applause to them. The song that you're hearing right now is Camby by singer-songwriter Olivia Harms, used with her permission. To find more work from her, you can visit her website olivia13.com.
Now Hear This Camby is dedicated to preserving independent local journalism and redefining local news with our fun, fresh, and energetic brand of storytelling. Our sincere thanks to our local sponsors who make this show possible. Please show your appreciation by supporting the small businesses who support us.
The production of Now Hear This Studios, Camby's locally owned, full-service audio, video, and media production company. Our mission is to produce the best content in the universe. And we'd love to help you do it. Find us online at nhtstudios.com.
I will take a motion to adjourn.
I just moved it.
I didn't even ask for it, though.